Grace and peace to you from him who loved us and has freed us from our sins, our Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially you, dear confirmands, on your confirmation Sunday. Seeing especially you boys here today reminds me that the Lord has a sense of humor. Because when you were second and third graders, so full of energy and running around the church here, I honestly said a prayer to the Lord because I didn't know how we were going to do catechism. And here we are. The Lord hears our prayers for each other, for parents, for teachers, for pastors. And we had one of the best years ever. What a blessing. And one of the things that made it an especially awesome year was to see Allie going to class too with Mr. and Mrs. Barry and Joy Goschalk, who shared a whole folder of your pictures with me. Wow, a picture for every story that you did, right? And I looked at them and I thought, wow, she caught the story in her little picture. Beautiful blessings from this year, so richly blessed by God. But I have to say that every year for confirmation, and more the older I get, there's a shadow for me. Because future or previous generations, moms and dads now, were confirmation students not so long ago and stood before God's altar and promised. Yes, and I ask God to help me, just as you will, but promise lifelong faithfulness to God and to his word. And what happens? Sincere intentions sometimes can prove to be empty words. Sincere intentions and time proves over and over again that Jesus is right about us. We are all sheep who love to wander. It's not complimentary. Sheep have a way of pretty much messing up everything in their life. I'm told that they can only see a little ways in front of themselves, so they're constantly afraid anyway. But they look for these beautiful plants that turn out to be noxious weeds that can make the adult sheep sick and the little lambs die. But they eat them because they look good. Kind of like human beings look at ideas out there in the wicked world around us and, oh, that just, it sounds good, it looks good. And sheep like to pollute their water. Whatever their water is, they stand in it, they walk through it, they mess it up, and then they drink it. Just like human beings, sheep will drink the sickening, polluted water of false teachings. That's what we do. We're sheep that love to wander. And as if that's not bad enough for who we are and the world around us, there are the predators. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. Resist him. That's why your text for today is one of the first passages this year that you memorized. Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. That's how it is in the new NIV, the way you memorized it. For and on. For my feet and on my path. There's the answer. There's the key to stay close to God and his word. It happens that sheep love to wander, so the sheep have to be warned. One of the things we learned in catechism this year is that those Ten Commandments are not 10 suggestions, are they? God is serious about his word. He's serious about his threats of destruction. In Jeremiah, one of the prophets, it says God's word is like a burning fire and like a hammer that crushes everything. Or in another picture from Hebrews, it says God's word is like a double-edged sword. It cuts all the way deep inside you, joints and marrow. It reveals the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So leaders in the church, pastors, God uses his word, the light of God's word, and shines it on our hearts and shows us our sin, how desperately wicked we are. Who can stand in the judgment? Who can stand with a consuming fire? Not one of us. That's what the word does. It warns us of that. And your word is a light and a lamp. Thank God for that. We need the warning. But you know, that would all leave us hopeless and so helpless. Except that this good shepherd who knows we're sheep who love to wander, he says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me. I am the good shepherd who lays down my life for the sheep. I have the authority to lay it down and the authority to take it up again. I am the good shepherd and my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Remember that picture of how in the East, it's not like how we drive sheep with dogs here in the West, but in the East, like in the Holy Land where Jesus was a shepherd or talked about shepherds and David was the shepherd, but they could talk in a sheep pen that had different flocks mixed in there. And the sheep will listen to the voice of their own shepherd, and then the shepherd just has to walk out talking, and the sheep will follow the sound of his voice. The other sheep will stay. And that was one of the joys of this year. You are Jesus' sheep. You listen to his voice. You take his word seriously. You took your lesson seriously. It was a joy to be able to come to class and know that pretty much every week you had worked ahead, you worked on your memory work. Yeah, we had to work on it together some, but we were ready to talk about real life. We didn't have to spend a whole lot of time correcting, and it was wonderful that way. That was a blessing, and a blessing for all of us who love you and know you, that that word has been planted in your hearts. So you take the word seriously when the Lord warns you, and you take it seriously when the Lord says how much he loves you. That's why Mother's Day is such a great day for a confirmation. There's a passage in Isaiah where he talks about mothers, and God compares his love to mother's love. And he says, can a woman forget the baby nursing at her breast? And the Lord says, honestly, yes, some of them can. But he says, I will not forget you. I have engraved you on the palms of my hand. He sees you all the time, 24/7 from all eternity. He knew you by name. And he loves you every day the same. He's with you. I am with you always. To the end of the age. To the time when he finally takes you home. So choosing your Bible passages as God's light confirms you in no particular order. I have to give my confirmation passage to Sawyer. Remember it? Whenever we come to Romans 1:16, don't mess this up. It's my confirmation passage, right? I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. I've learned it in multiple, so that get it in the NIV the way you learned it. But the power of the gospel, so evident in your life. We are in a day and age when very few young people know how to memorize. You never complained. You were so determined. You kept after it. A testament to your own parents and the parents of the other confirmation students to love the word and learn the word, because your word is a lamp to my feet and a light on my path. What a blessing to learn that word and have it deeply planted in your heart, like the psalmist says, I've planted your word in my heart, I've hidden your word in my heart so that I will not sin. This word can keep you from sinning. But along with that, there's a special gift, Sawyer, that God gave you that was a joy to see. Sometimes in asking a question to the class, I would get many blank looks. And then I would look at you. You would give me a clear and simple answer from the Word of God because you have a gift for applying God's Word to real life. We want that so much, not to just memorize facts, but to be able to put it together with real life. So I've said to all of you at one time or another, you have the gifts to share this Word of God someday, maybe as pastors, teachers, staff ministers. I hope that God will plant that in your heart and give you the consideration of that desire to pray about it. There are so many ways that we can serve the Lord, it is true. But there's nothing like proclaiming Jesus to people who care or care not, to give it to them. Garrett, you also have a gift for applying God's word. And that was a joy to see that too. But along with that, God has given you kind of a very quiet leadership skill that you apparently have with your siblings too, but I saw it as well, that people just like to follow you. They like to listen. And you gave very clear answers on those hard questions as well. But along with that, there is this blessing, and your blessing is the same as your passage, so you'll hear this again after a while, but may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your heart and strengthen you in every good deed and word. So God's grace in you is there for all times, but also when you feel your own weakness. When maybe people are looking for answers and you don't know what to say. I find myself in that position often. What do I do? What do I say? Remember the Lord's apostle Paul had a similar prayer, you know, asking God to take away the thorn in the flesh. And the Lord said to Paul, my strength is made perfect in weakness. It's at those times when you feel like, what am I supposed to do? That you go back to the Lord and he will give you the strength, the eternal encouragement, and the good hope encouraging your heart. What a blessing, because your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. The longest confirmation verse, Caleb, goes to you. I have no doubt that you either will memorize it or have it memorized already. Isaiah 43, 1 to 3. This reminds me of the first time at Christ Lutheran School when I saw you playing for chapel for your fellow students. And maybe it's because I don't have this gift that I admire it when I see it in you and your family as well, this gift of music and being cool under pressure. When I tried to play piano in high school, my knees got cocked up underneath the grand piano in my recital, and I was shaking the whole piano. And of course my mind went blank. It had to. Didn't matter how many times I practiced that piece. You just played. And this verse has to remind you, if you think about it, maybe how the Lord already has done this for you, with you and your dad hunting and fishing. I saw with my dad too, wading through water where the current is so strong, and he holds your feet up, or maybe even having to put out flames sometimes. I mean, all these passages apply to all of you in one way or another. But this one I just think is, I love it. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Don't you love that? You are mine. God put his name on all of you in your baptism, knows you by name from all eternity. you are mine. He's going to guard you and keep you. So this is what he says. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Think about that at those times that get to all of us, the challenging times that rattle us when we feel like we're just out of answers. You've got the Word of God, Isaiah 43, with you at that time. Ah, Davis. The one hard-nosed football player in class. So that gave us a chance to maybe share some of the gridiron lessons. Because there's plenty of those too. Like traveling halfway across the state to that county that had only one high school and all those ranchers' kids, raw-boned ranchers' kids that beat us up so bad, you remember my story, and then typically losing, and that just, the body aches made that ride back on the bus just so painful. But I'm sure that when you're out there, you can give as soon as you get, as much as you get, as good as you get. But that's what touched me about getting to know you in class. God has given you a really tender heart. In spite of all the rest of that, it's that tender heart. Because the times when I got to tell stories about your dear sister, Allie, it was just that little diamond, let's say, that God gives you in the corner of your eye. You have learned lessons in your life, and because of your love for Allie, you have learned these lessons that children your age, young people your age, many adults never get. That tender-hearted love and care and service of others. What a blessing. And those times when you too need help and encouragement in your life of service to others. The Lord says in Isaiah 41:10, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." There again, it's God's strength in our weakness when it really shows how powerful and good and merciful our God is. So, Allie, I saved my best and longest memory for last. Because the first time I saw you, you were only about this big, and you could easily have fit in a little shoebox. Your mom and dad asked me to come and baptize you in the hospital. And you were so tiny, so little. And we didn't know if Jesus was going to let us keep you with us here on earth or if he was going to take you home to heaven right away. But you were baptized, as all of us, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, right? What I remember is that right after you were baptized, I sang to you the words from the first hymn today. I am Jesus' little lamb. All three verses. And the whole time as I was singing, your fingers were so tiny they could just grab one finger on my hand. And you didn't just grab my finger, you were squeezing it. While I was singing to you, you were squeezing my finger. And I thought, oh, the Holy Spirit is showing me. He's come to live in your heart to touch you with such blessings. Love. And those times when you got older and you were able to help with our confirmation or our Christmas service, it was wonderful because your brother was standing right behind you in the Christmas service. And I remember he helped you. And after you said your part, remember that? You were so happy, and we were all so happy for you. Yes. Loving the Lord who loved you first, and then coming to Confirmation Sunday to confess your faith and be ready to receive the Lord's Holy Supper. The passage for you is from Jeremiah 31. Allie, if you ever wonder, does anyone love me? Does God love me? This is what God says in Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Allie, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I love you forever and for always. That's what God says to you. All of these passages are like diamonds for all of you, but a special one for each of you to remind you that we can't really confirm you today in the sense of making you strong or holding you solid in the Lord. It finally is God's light that confirms you. God's word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Stay close to God and His word, especially in these years ahead where major decisions you'll have to make, far-reaching life decisions. The Lord will be with you in every one. As you seek His help, seek your parents' advice, come as needed. Your pastors are always willing and eager to speak to you and Christian friends too. God confirms you. God's light makes you solid and strong. In Him who loved us eternally. Amen.